call that. He went from one corner to the other corner. He went what, across the
across,
field?
Across the field.
Well, would you have a word that meant that he went from one corner to the other?
He climbed across the fence, climbed the fence.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like catty-cornered or kitty-cornered or crossways?
No, I just say he went
across. Just went across, okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? You might say that the car skidded in the sand and went how across the highway?
Zigzag.
What do you call evil spirits? Some people believe they come out at midnight and then vanish at daybreak. If a person is walking down a deserted road late at night and hears a noise, he might say, I'm not afraid of what? Do you have any of those around here?
No. I used to hear people talk about them when I was a child.
Really?
Nobody don't talk about that now.
Well, what'd they say about them?
They just said that there was ants, you know.
Uh-huh.
They hear something. They didn't wait to see. They just said, now, I heard I saw a ant down there, and I saw something, and they'd run, you know, and said it was a ant.
Well, were these things in the shapes of people or animals?
I don't know. They said they'd see something.
Uh-huh. Gee, that's
interesting. I never have seen anything.
Uh-huh. Well, when I was talking to when I was here before, she said something about the Sorensey ghost.
Yes.
Have you heard about
it? Yeah, it used to be one. Yeah, they said it was here.
Uh-huh.
I was small then. I can't remember.
Uh-huh. Well, do you believe in ghosts?
I do.
I don't either, but I never saw one. Maybe if I saw one, then I believe in them. What do you call an old dilapidated house that that ghosts might live in?
Oh, run down, please. I'll go.
Well, would you have a particular word that has, well, like a ghost house or a painty house or a haunted house or a spook house?
Well, I would say a haunted house.
Okay. What do you call something that brings bad luck? There's a general word for anything that brings bad luck. Do you have a word for that?
No, I do.
Okay. Well, how about a person who brings bad luck? You might say he's a regular, what?
Jake, I'd say.
Okay. Let's see. What do you call a child whose mother and father aren't married?
The Lincoln.
Hmm?
The Lincoln.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
That's an old tape.
Okay. And what do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
The coffin.
Okay. And what about the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
Okay. What do you call a large stream of water that flows through level country?
River.
What do you call flat grassy country down around the seacoast? Oh, well, of course, this isn't the seacoast, is it?
No.
Do you have a word for it?
The beach.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders.
What do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Say that again?
Okay, because it kind of goes on. What do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Called gravy.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kiln.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout and runs around wild? You don't have them around here?